Something for the weekend. Good morning. This is Trina Mara and Mary Cronin is on the phone. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, Trina. Not too bad. How about yourself?
Great. A primary school teacher. Are you the favourite teacher now in the school or are all the kids going mad for you now?
Well, I'm not sure about that. We'll see. I'll tell you in September when we're back.
Do you remember that in school? You'd find out who your teacher was going to be next year and you'd either be delighted or devastated.
I know.
Well, listen, first of all, well done and fair play to you for being a primary school teacher. Every parent in the country is commending you right now because they realise what a hard job it actually is. All this homeschooling over the last couple of months.
I know.
I don't think that anyone gave teachers credit for the work that they do. They thought, oh yeah, all the holidays, isn't it great for them? Sure, they're finished at 2:30 every day. My God, it's tough, isn't it?
I know. It's what people can see sometimes, I know, but especially times like now where you can see the work that's been put in behind the scenes rather than just what goes on between 9 to 2:30, you know?
And I suppose even for teachers, I mean, you never thought this was going to happen. You had to adapt overnight and figure out a way of getting the work to the kids. If you're not tech savvy, it's hard, isn't it? So teachers had a lot of learning to do as well over COVID-19.
Oh, completely. It was. We really did have to change overnight, I think, and an awful lot of schools adapted very, very well to it. And teachers' knowledge were expected to just start using technology straight away. And people really did a really good job on it as well. And it was difficult because we were all going through our own situations and it was hard on people as well. People really did pull through as a unit and the teacher community did brilliant as well. It was excellent, I think.
Yeah. It really did happen so quickly as well. It was kind of on the day and you were finished that day, weren't you, when you were told?
Yeah, we were told that day. I remember it. I remember leaving the school that day. We were just told it was a case where it's going to be off next 2 weeks. We'll be back in after that. And then it was 2 weeks' time we heard it was going to be closed again for another while. So we were remote teaching then from then on. Mad,
it's,
really,
it's
the whole
difficult
thing.
But look, all these things present opportunities and you have launched a business in that time as well. So COVID-19 has kind of, in a way, been good for you. So tell me about the business.
Okay, so during COVID-19, obviously, I had a bit of extra time on my hands. I was still obviously working from home for school, but I had a couple of ideas I was thinking of that would aid teachers, in particular in relation to planning and assessment. Then I looked online and I saw that there was a gap in the market for areas like planning and assessment aids for teachers. So I began designing and creating what is now known as the primary planner and the assessment planner. So it's one thing, obviously, having a design, and it's another having to print it and bring it to launch and everything. So these were the challenges and difficulties that I faced in the last few weeks. But I made 2 planners there for teachers for the next year, next academic year, and one's the primary planner and another is an assessment planner, and they're both aids for teachers. And they really have taken off. We launched on Tuesday and the planners sold out within 2 minutes.
No way.
So, yeah, they flew out, thank God. It was great. But I really think they will be beneficial, and I really wanted to make them affordable for teachers so teachers have access to these. So the planners are retailing at $14.99 or the bundle, which is 2 of them, for $27.99. So 13 in total, for both, $13.99. I'm also bringing out an Irish one.
So what exactly is it? Is it like a diary or what exactly is in it?
So they're both kind of diaries. So the planner, the primary planner, is a diary where you can plan your academic year. It has meetings in it. It has your diary in it. It has your class information in it. Then you'd have an assessment planner, which is based on your kind of running records, your assessment of learning, your assessment for learning. A book you can have with you. You can bring it around the class when you're conferencing, when you're talking with children, and when you notice something, you make anecdotal notes or observations, and you can just jot them down really quick, really quickly without having to use a big folder.
And then it's also about keeping note of things, because by the time the parent and teacher meetings come around, you want to really have a good sense of the child you're talking about and to be able to give examples of, you know, places they did well in, places they need to improve in. You must be super organized, are you, Mary?
Well, it's taken a while, I think, to really get it together, and I've learned so much in it. So I think based on that, I have got an awful lot more organized in the while, but I think I've learned so much through all of this experience, the ins and outs of production and bringing an idea from start to production. So it really has been brilliant, I think.
And if teachers want to get the planner, where can they get it?
Okay, so the website is the primary planner. You can have a look at it on my Instagram or my Facebook page, just called the primary planner, and you can have access to the website from there by clicking the link. Or alternatively, you can look up the primary planner store.
Great. We'll have a go at that.
Thank you so much.
You'll be back in school for September. Have you been given any indication of what's going to happen yet? No?
Not at the moment, but please God, all going well, I think we'll be back to a new normal anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be strange,
whatever that may look like.
If you have to space them out and everything, I don't know how it's going to work. It's going to be odd, but I guess by then they'll have a plan in place. The best of luck now, Mary. Thanks so much for taking our call today.
Thanks for having me on.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.